Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Hey, good evening, people, and hey, thank you for that warm, wonderful introduction, Isaiah. I really appreciate you being able to introduce this show. You're listening to Home-Based Business 101, your number one home-based business radio show here on the Internet. Hey, we've got a little bit of housekeeping that we need to do real quick. What I need people to do just tuning in is go ahead and click that Facebook button on your, you know, when you come to the site so that you can share this with your Facebook friends. Also, I need people to have Twitter accounts to go ahead and hit that tweet button for me and share this program on Twitter. Tonight you're listening to Thursday Night Mall Call. And Thursday Night Mall Call, we're going to be telling you about the Zamzoo Shopping Mall. And I'm going to cover a couple of other things tonight, too. I'm going to cover affirmations because this will be the last Thursday night in which the show will be called Mall Call, because starting next Thursday, we'll be sharing with you some of changes that is coming with Zamzoo, where we'll be giving away free businesses. That's right. You heard me right. You heard me right. We will be giving away, besides the mall, with the mall, we'll be giving it away in the form of a free business, in which not only will you get cash back, but you'll get 30% commissions, and we're going to talk about a little bit about that also tonight. And again, you know, hey, it's a pleasure to have so many people tuning in to this show and making it one of the top-rated shows here on the Internet since our inception of November the 3rd, 2007, 18,099 people have listened to Home-Based Business 101, and we want to say to that 18,099 people out there, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hey, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-595-4222 for our answering questions. If you just want to listen, then you can call into our conference call line number, and you call in to listen on that, you dial 712-432-3100, and the PIN number is 513088. We also have the chat room open for those of you who like to chime in and chat. You can go to the chat room, and the chat room is open while we discuss what we have here to discuss with you tonight. Again, this is Thursday Night Mall Call, and so this will be the last edition of the program with that title, because starting next week, besides giving people the mall, we're giving you a free business. And as you know, the shopping mall, we have over 700 stores and some feature stores in the mall that give you cash back. Starting on August the 23rd, besides getting cash back, people, you'll get 30% commissions. 30% commissions. We're a company, Zamzoo, YTB Zamzoo, is getting ready to dominate the MLM market. We're getting ready to dominate that. We'll be doing some shows also next week, live from St. Louis at the National Convention to let people know what's going on at the convention and all of the fascinating information that will be coming out of the Zamzoo YTB National Convention. So, again, you know, we want to thank people for tuning in here to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, what I want to do to kick the night show off is I want to do a piece, you know, a piece that will take and, you know, really sort of enlighten you while affirmations are needed and important, because even to take advantage of what we give away in terms of the in terms of the free shopping mall, is that, you know, you can receive something, you can receive a gift, but if you don't appreciate what you receive and understand it, then, you know, you won't take advantage of it. And so that leads me to, you know, why I want to talk about affirmations a little bit here before going a little bit more into the mall. And then later on in the show, probably around the second half of the show, I'm going to take and play a little 10-minute piece by Mark Yarnell called 15 Years Left, so that you can understand the reason, again, why you need to have a sense of urgency in decisions that you make. Affirmations. Affirmations are a statement of fact. They are key to assimilating goals and habits into your subconscious as if they were already achieved. See, you know, when you do affirmations, people, you need to write using I am rather than I can. The I am, in other words, you already see it. An affirmation is tied to your vision, imagery. Together with repetition and affirmations, imagery is the third means of establishing habits faster. Imagery is an internal part of affirmations. Affirmations with imagery are much more effective. That's why you need to make a vision board and see where you want to go, see what you want to do, and then affirm it in the way that you talk to yourself. That's right, self-talk, positive self-talk. And this was affirmation that I sent out this week to people called The Genius Within You is Calling. You possess, right where you are, all the power and presence to have the most awesome day in every way. There is no thing that has any power over you that can hold you back from expressing the perfect, magnificent intelligence that is guiding you on your journey. In every moment of your day, the genius within you is calling you to become more and more of who you are and to express the excellence and creativity that is your natural state of being. You hear what I said? The genius within you is calling you. See, a lot of times we don't listen to our inner self. And we get an idea of something that we can do, and then we talk ourselves out of it. See, the genius is calling you to do something great. See, but when you live around a bunch of people that don't think they're great, then even though you feel like you can do something great, you're not going to do it. It's like eagles can't be around turkeys, because if they do, they're going to stay on the ground with turkeys. Eagles are meant to soar. The idea that you can have it all is centered and paramount to how your mind is always working. The connection to the source of infinite possibility is always reaching out to you, inviting you to let you go, inviting you to let go of limiting beliefs and take hold of the unlimited potential that is in you. All of us have unlimited potential that is in us. Are you willing to step into this space of absolute abundance and prosperity? The genius within you is calling you. Perhaps you should answer the call. The only roadblock, listen to this, people, the only roadblock to the perfect expression of all of your imagination and wisdom is you. Quit blaming others. Something about, I can't do this because that person make me sick. No, you're making yourself sick. That person ain't making you sick. Remember that. Because you remember that you will remind yourself that you have the ability to change the kind of thinking that can hold you back into the kind of thinking that will usher you into the flow of life as you attract to you all that you need to manifest the vision you hold in your heart. What's the vision in your heart? What's the vision in your heart? There's genius in every cell and fiber of you being waiting to be called forth in the most extraordinary and creative ways. Everything about you says opportunity is knocking on your door. Answer the knock and let what is seeking to emerge have its way with you. Have faith and know that you are supported by a loving universe. See, opportunity is knocking on your door. If you're listening to this show, opportunity is knocking on your door. Do you have the faith to let a loving universe help you? The genius within you is calling you. Now is the time to step out from the shadows of your past into the bright light of the present moment that holds the keys to your unlocking authentic expression of who you really are. The perfect idea known as you has a perfect answer to all your questions. Trust yourself. I am ready to step into the light of my joy. I know that in this moment, I am in perfect harmony with my vision. All the creative wisdom and intelligence I need is available to me. All of life is rushing to me to support my journey. Everywhere I turn, I see infinite possibility. I step into the authentic expression of who I am. My genius is opening up and coming out today for all to see. It's your day. Make it a great one. See, people, an affirmation like that is, you know, can help you in so many ways take hold of opportunities as they come your way. And again, we have an opportunity here, you know, an opportunity where you can go shopping at stores that you already shop at and get cash back. What's holding you back? What's holding you back from getting cash back? And I said, starting on the 23rd of this month, not only cash back, you're going to get 30% commission. You ain't getting nothing back right now when you shop. And even if you have a cash back thing with your credit card, they only give you points and knock something off your bill. We're going to give you a check, and you spend it where you want. If you get cash back from Walmart when you shop at Walmart or Target or Office Depot or Home Depot, you don't have to use that cash back check at that particular store. You can use it at any store that you want. See, that's powerful, people. What's holding you back? As we said in the affirmation, what's holding you back? What's holding you back? Into the kind of thinking, you know, you gotta change your thinking. As we used to tell people, you know, you gotta get rid of the person. One of the people I remember, you know, being mentored by, Art Williams used to say, you gotta change your thinking. You know, you can shop and get cash back. What's the hold up? Doesn't cost you nothing. We're giving that away. For those that want more, you can do some other things and you can get more. But for those that still feel there's a risk, there's no risk in shopping in stores you already shop and shopping online and getting cash back. Hey, I'm going to take a moment while we on this topic before I go into my other topic and reach out and bring up one of my business associates and get their thoughts on this whole cash back shopping and what we have to offer. Marcella Mitchell, I see you joined the line. You have a comment or two you'd like to share around that theme?
You hear me okay, Sakala?
I hear you loud and clear.
All right. Well, what we're going into is a new way of thinking. And it's going to be people are already shopping online. However, we've got to seriously prepare ourselves for the onslaught that's about to happen. I mean, this thing is going to take off like wildfire. People shopping online. It's a whole new way of thinking, because you're going to save gas, because you don't have to drive anymore. You're going to save time. You're going to be more secure because you're going to be in the comfort of your own home. All these ways of thinking, people are changing and going this way, because this is the most efficient way to get your shopping done. You're going to save so much money and gas and so much time from running around that you're going to start to ask yourself, why didn't I do it sooner? But the tower, this phenomenon is going to happen, whether people want it to or not. It's going to happen.
Thank you for those comments. Yes, it is going to happen, and there's, you know, with this shift and this wave, besides people being able to get cash back and benefit from it, there's going to be some people that's going to make a lot of money going this way. What do you feel about that?
Well, we all know when people spend money, somebody earns a commission. So, who do you want to? The person to get the do you want the commission, or do you want your friends to get the commission, or would you rather that the corporation got the commission, the sale plus the commission. That's what it boils down to.
Yes, you're so correct. And, hey, thank you for those comments. So, people, you know, again, this we're talking about an economic tsunami that's coming that can help you avoid the other economic tsunami that's coming. So you got one thing on the horizon that can help you fight against another thing on the horizon. And what I'm talking about is the move in this society to where there's going to only be two classes, the rich and the poor. And right now you can position yourself where you can be on the other side of the equation and not be in the poor side of the equation. And what I'm going to do is we got like about 14 minutes left. I'm going to play this 10-minute clip called 15 Years Left by Mark Yarnell to talk about what's going to happen for those people that don't position themselves. And then I'll come back after that and wrap the show up. So listen to this.
If I could buy you a dream.
Hello, I'm Mark Yarnell, and I have good news and bad news. The good news is, if you're listening to this information in 2007, you have around 15 years left. The bad news is most people will wait too long to take action. Those of us who found all this stuff out a couple of decades ago and took action are set. We got our big pile of money. But in a society where 95% of all people do not read one book a year, like America, the fact that this situation has been predicted and extensively written about means nothing, except to those of us who read legitimate nonfiction on a regular basis. You aren't going to learn this stuff, folks, on CNN or American Idol, Survivor, or Dog the Bounty Hunter. The person who sent you this information has joined an initiative that can literally turn your financial world upside down positively if you'll just call them back after you hear this message. You know what? For the last 22 years, I've not spent one day doing anything that I didn't enjoy. I haven't spent 1 hour in traffic, never had a boss, worked a job, owned health insurance, been in debt or worried about capital, never worried about cash. I've never been sued, never been fired, never been hired, never been bankrupt, never had a repo, never failed to pay off my credit cards each month, and never paid a penny of interest to one credit card company. That is, since I learned the secret of principal-less interest. Now, I've got no degree, and I never inherited a penny, but I read several books a month, so I knew what was coming, and I understood the secret of principal-less interest, and so does the person who invites you to listen to me, to this little message. Once you understand the concept of principal-less interest tied to a proprietary funding vehicle, everything changes. Sounds complicated? It isn't. Everything you touch turns to gold when you understand this initiative. No more gambling in the stock market where, as you know, an Enron can go from the cover of Forbes magazine to bankruptcy in 3 months, and by the way, take your retirement dollars with them. No more getting soaked in volatile markets like real estate, which, as we all know, is manipulated by lenders and interest rates. No more silly low-interest savings accounts, day trading, pyramid schemes. But listen to me, everything you touch will turn to gold if you just pay attention. Principal-less interest changes everything. Heck, I never even graduated from college. I never took one class in creative writing or journalism, but once I learned the secret of principal-less interest, I wrote a Random House bestseller that's still being sold worldwide in a dozen languages 10 years after I wrote it. Now, is our initiative just hype or spin? Well, Bill O'Reilly didn't seem to think so when I was flown to New York to appear in his famous no-spin zone on the O'Reilly Factor. He sure was pleasant. He's one of the most conservative journalists in the world, and my ideas made sense to him. He couldn't argue with my ideas because they're factual. And believe me, as you probably already know, O'Reilly is a master at uncovering BS. I offered none. I told him the truth. Folks, listen carefully. If you have a way to accumulate and save $10 million over the next 15 years at current money market rates, you can earn $25,000 a month in interest. That is, if your broker doesn't, you know, lose it in something like Enron or WorldCom. But let's be frank. Where are you going to get $10 million? But what if I told you that you could cash flow $25,000 a month in 1 year instead of 15 without one penny of investment capital? Now, I know it sounds nuts. Hey, I'm from Missouri. I'm from the Show Me State. I'm pushing 60, and I'm as stubborn as an old Missouri mule. If something sounds too good to be true, I'm not buying it, and I want you to be skeptical, too, just like I was. But I don't want you to be ignorant, and that is I don't want you to ignore this vehicle because you don't have the flexibility I had. When I learned about principal's interest, the experts predicted that we had 50 years left in the United States before the middle class disappeared. Today, the best minds from business, science, technology, and education, believe me, I read all their books, they're all saying the same thing. There's an economic tsunami right offshore, and in 15 years, it's over for anyone who isn't in the wealthy class. That's all about all of North America, not just the United States, Canada too, and Mexico. I talked to a noted Harvard PhD in business who's a best-selling author this week, and I asked him what in the heck, in his opinion, Americans could do to reverse the financial and cultural spiral we're in. And you know what he said? This is almost verbatim. He said, it's hopeless. The young people I teach, Yarnell, and our MBA program are completely demoralized, and they're immobilized by huge debts from student loans. And the wealthy adults, the doctors and the attorneys and the accountants and the business owners who live in my upscale suburb are convinced that America's middle class is finished. They're throwing up their hands. They're listing their homes. They're taking early retirement. He said, Yarnell, we've been friends a long time, and I want you to understand something. We live in a cultural death valley of Burger King, cell phones, Prozac, violence, fundamentalism, and moral flexibility. Just shut up, enjoy your own big pile of money, and run out the clock. You're old enough to do that. Now, that sounds pretty bleak coming from a very noted Harvard PhD. Look, I realize we're headed for two classes, the ultra-rich and the ultra-poor. And I realize that the middle class is going away forever. But here's what's up. Anyone who learns the secret of principal-less interest gets to join the ultra-rich. Ignore these facts, and you'll be just like our good friends in Detroit. Hey, 10 years ago, in the hub of the U.S. auto industry, 1.2 million Detroit folks had work, pensions, and health insurance. And today, 10 years later, 1.2 million of our good friends in Detroit are on food stamps. But hey, guess what? The presidents of GM and Ford earned over $25 million apiece last year. What's up with that? And by the way, the children in Detroit seem to be the ones suffering the most. Last night on CNN, Lou Dobbs acted shell-shocked to have to report that 75% of all high school-age children in Detroit flunked out of high school last year. 75%. 25% of the Detroit kids graduated high school. If you don't think changes are on the way, imagine America 15 years from today, in which over half of all the people are turning 30 and are high school dropouts. What happens when 20 million adults turn 30 without a job and 20 million other adult boomers turn 70 without health insurance? And while I'm on the subject, permit me one other simple observation that can't be refuted. You can watch The Secret and affirm the law of attraction until the cotton-picking cows come home, but the odds of you ever winning a lottery ticket or the possibility of diplomas and health insurance metaphysically floating into 40 million American households just in time are zippo, nil. God made the birds and the worms, but he didn't go around dumping them in their nests. Folks, let's wake up. Just in case you've forgotten, the last time the New Age flakes toured America on their little magical mystery tour spouting delusions like the law of attraction, we wasted years affirming our hallucinations of unexpected income And then the New Age Flakes went home with a fleet of Rolls Royces. Listen, if you're going to read the book Blink, please also read the book Think. I realize that it's very easy to stare reality right in the eye and then deny it. But I suggest you take action, and I suggest you really research what I'm telling you. Check it out for yourself. Call the person back who gave you this information. For nearly two decades, I've traveled the world paragliding, trout fishing, and snow skiing. From Geneva, Switzerland, to Sao Paulo, Brazil, from Queenstown, New Zealand, to Lviv, Ukraine. I've spent quality time with quality people doing quality things. And that's not bad for an old Missouri country boy dropout. And the reason I want you to know about my lifestyle is not because of pride or arrogance. What I want you to understand is that if my life works because of principle of interest, so can yours. If I can do it, please believe me, this isn't false humility. If I can do it, anybody can. But it's about effort, not magic. Hey, I'm Mark Yarnell. I really appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time. And remember, you may have 15 years left, but when a tsunami is coming, you best head for high ground immediately. According to the most authoritative thinkers and authors in America, in 15 years, the middle class will be completely gone from North America. It's already left 25 major U.S. cities. There will be an ultra-rich class and an ultra-poor class. The gap has widened logarithmically, and only those with an ability to safely accumulate $10 million or create principal-less interest of $300,000 a year or more will live comfortably. Everybody else will live in poverty and be forced to work several menial jobs. If you know how to save $10 million the next 15 years, do it. If you don't, call us.
If I could buy.
And you can give me a call at 252-977-6834. That's 252-977-6834. And I will show you how to do what Mark is talking about. The reality is coming. It's coming. He said, you know, 20... some cities, major cities in the United States, there's only two classes right now, rich and the poor. I know people, you know, back in my hometown in Baltimore, Maryland, working two, three jobs to survive. Two and three jobs to survive. Don't have no time off. Hey, look, people going to shop. They're not going to stop shopping. Position yourself. Get involved on this other economic tsunami called ZAMZOO, where you can get involved and be able to position yourself so that as people shop, that you're able to make money. And at the same time, it's a blessing for them. They're going to get cash back. And, hey, they're going to really be blessed in terms of, you know, what you're helping them with. Because if we don't turn this thing around and help many people as possible, what he's talking about, it's already happening. It's not too much we're going to be able to do to avoid it happening. The question is, where are you going to fit in the equation? Are you going to fit over on the ultra-poor side or on the rich side? Help you get positioned to the point that ultimately you could end up making $25,000 to $30,000 a month. So, hey, people, this is real, and you know I want you to take advantage of it. And someone just joined us on the 712 line as we're wrapping up. And who just joined back in? Oh. Oh, let's see. That's right. I have the line muted out. I need to unmute the line so I can see who it is on the line so I can bring them up. Hold on 1 second as we're wrapping up here, and I will get some closing comments. All right. Let's open it back up. Oh, okay. I see Monticello Mitchell has joined us back. As we wrap up, Monty, so you join back in. You have a closing comment or statement for our listening audience tonight as we do the last show of Mall Call? Because next week we start giving away free businesses on this show.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, folks, wake up. This is it. There's an economic tsunami coming, but there's also a positive economic tsunami coming. A positive economic tsunami being Sam Zusatawi.
Yeah, so true. It's here, and people can take advantage of it. And you know, hey, people, just come on, step up, do what you need to do, and let us help you. Because as long as there's a breath in my body, I'm moving in the direction of not being in that ultra poor class. I already know several people that are. And with that said, people, hey, I want to say good night. Thanks for tuning in. And next week when we do this show, it'll be the introduction of a new wave of some things that's happening in ZAMZOO business. And we're getting a report live that night from my wife, Mama Jahi, who will be at the ZAMZOO convention. And on that Thursday, they have ZAMZOO University, and that'll be the last night in terms of a certain special that people can take advantage of in terms of coming into business that I will talk about on my Sunday morning show, The Gospel of Working from Home. So until next time, hey, people, we want to thank you for tuning in and listening to Home-Based Business 101. And for all of the 18,099 people that have listened to a show on here, don't just listen. Come on, get involved, and start ZAMZOOing with us. Until then, next time, peace and blessings.
Good night.
Good night.